Well, big semi-finals action starting tonight with the Roosters taking on the Cowboys at Allianz, and then the reinvigorated Bulldogs. Reinvigorated? That's the right word?
Well, 1 week reinvigorated.
They're back, the Dogs. The Dogs take on Manly at Allianz again tomorrow night. The man to talk us through it is the statistician guru from Channel 9, David Middleton. G'day, Middo.
G'day, Webby. G'day, CK.
See, I'm not convinced they're back.
Who?
No, we're back for 1 week. I want to see it for more than 1 week.
Middo, your thoughts?
Oh, I agree. Look, if you hear people say that the Dogs are in form, well, they've been in form for one game against Melbourne, and before that, they were pretty average, weren't they?
Well, they lost six of their last eight, didn't they, Middo?
That's exactly right.
Well, hang on.
You've got them back as their champions.
No, I haven't got them back as champions at all. But did you watch the game last Sunday?
Yes, of course I watched it.
Well, have a look at how they played.
I can tell you what, before
they had Melbourne down 24-0 at half time.
Before they found that minute knock on in what would have been the try of the century, they were getting the wobbles.
I suppose if you look at it as well, they scored two tries from intercepts. They scored another one from a bomb, carried across the ball across the line only twice. And one of them was when, I guess, Cameron Smith rushed out of the line at when he was foaming at the mouth at Michael Ennis. So it was probably an uncharacteristic performance from him and from Melbourne, and a bit of an ambush from Canterbury. And I suppose that that level of surprise won't be there on Saturday night. They won't be able to catch Manly out the way they caught Melbourne out. But in saying that, you know, we'll get to that game in a minute, I suppose, but you know, the injuries to Manly will affect them.
We may as well keep going with this game.
Exactly, but you know what? You can both cop the call from Des Hasler. You've bagged his football team.
I've done that.
So we got the Bulldogs $1.57. See, I think they're short, Webby. That's all. Manly $2.45, and I expect something special from Daly Cherry Evans and Kieran Foran.
Yeah, I think if Manly can manage to hold the Dogs in the middle of the field.
Yep.
And that's the big key to the game. You know, Manly have definitely got the bats to make an impression. The precision of their work when they take the ball left and right, they're probably one of the most dangerous attacking sides in the competition. But it all hinges on whether their forward pack, which has copped a battering through injury and also the suspension of Anthony Watmo, whether they can actually hold the Dogs in the middle, and the momentum that blokes like Graham and Tolman generate in the middle of the field. And once they get momentum, fast play the balls, they're very, very hard to stop.
Can I ask you just on the text line, Bulldog Pete has come up with this question. Please ask David M if he knows what Manly's biggest semi-final loss is.
Oh, jeez.
Biggest semi-final loss. I imagine it would have been against Melbourne a few years back when they were beaten 40-10. I think that might have been a semi-final or a preliminary final, but either way, I think 40-10 would have been close to it.
I deem that a very unfair question.
Middo,
too,
how can you remember that, Middo?
Oh, I remember that well, and I was only looking at that last week when the Seagulls were down 40-0. I was looking, scrolling through all of their biggest losses in finals, and at 40-0, that was shaping as the biggest in their history.
Jeez. All right. Now, tonight, mate, we're only expecting a crowd of 20,000. That's disappointing. We've got the Roosters, the red-hot favourites, $1.45 up against the Cowboys at $2.85, and they're justifiably favourites.
Well, yeah, although, I mean, I think that price may be a little bit short. I think this is a much tougher game to pick the winner. The way that the Cowboys have played, winning eight of their last nine games, Thurston in fabulous form. Now, the big thing, I suppose, you'd say, is that the fact that they're playing at Allianz Stadium, which is the home ground of the Roosters, that gives them the edge over the Cowboys. But the significant thing, and we've seen it earlier in the week, is how many of the Cowboys players have connections with the Roosters. You know, there's players who have played in the top grade, Tau Tau Monga and Kane Lennett, both centres for the Roosters in earlier times, as well as Glenn Hall's played first grade for the Roosters. You've got Winterstein and Tamo and Ethan Lowe have all played Toyota Cup for the Roosters. Paul Green's a former Roosters player and an assistant coach. So playing in Sydney won't be too much of an impost for them. And Green will know plenty about their style of play. So I think that's probably been a key in the Cowboys knocking over that poor record in Sydney. They've won three of their last four games at Sydney venues. And if you say the crowd's not going to be huge, then that probably helps the Cowboys as well. They're not going to get a lot of support at Allianz Stadium, but it won't be overwhelming. If it was a 40,000 crowd, for instance. So I'll give the Cowboys a chance. Although the Roosters will field their strongest possible side, 15 members of last year's grand final winning 17. That's a huge advantage for them as well. If Jake Friend can find his form again after a couple of weeks on the sideline, Aiden Guerra is back from suspension. I think they'll be really hard to beat the Roosters, but I'm thinking only a couple of points will be in the final margin.
Okay, well, if you back them, take them 1-12, and you're also, it still sounds like you're tipping the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I've got to go with the Bulldogs. I mean, you know, winning form is good form in finals football, and you know, I just think Manly are too handicapped with the injuries that they've got. No Matt Ballon, no Jamie Bure, and no Anthony Watmore. I just think that's just too big a handicap for them. And funny things happen in finals football, as we saw last weekend, but I can't go past the Dogs.
Very good, Mido. Thanks for talking us through those big semi-final matches. Starting tonight with the Roosters, $1.45 against the Cowboys, $2.85. Thanks, David.
You boys.